The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. Cameroon's new National Assembly has been inaugurated today in Yaoundé during a grand event presided at by the House Speaker, the Right Honourable Kavayige Jibril, representative of the President of the Republic. The glimmering edifice is a testament of Sino-Cameroon cooperation. The deteriorated Ngaoundéré Garoua Road, a section of National Road No. 1 on the Dualan-Jamena corridor, is in the process of maintenance, much to the delight of its users. Out of Cameroon, U.S. President Joe Biden will embark on a three-day trip to Angola in support of his country's backed railway project to cut across three African countries. And in sport, the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition wraps up tomorrow in Bagofit in the East Region. The new National Assembly complex, constructed through Sino-Cameroon cooperation to the tune of about 55 billion CFA francs, has been officially handed over to Cameroon. The inauguration ceremony was presided over by the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly and representative of President Paul Biya, in the presence of the Chairman of the National People's Congress of China, representative of President Xi Jinping. The ceremony, marked by a recommitment to a win-win friendship between the two countries, was attended by the country's top-ranking personalities. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitatuekwe reports.
The symbolic ribbon to usher in personalities present at the inaugural ceremony was cut at exactly 12:59 p.m. by the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly, representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. This, after he had received the symbolic key to the new National Assembly complex from the chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, His Excellency Zhang Qingwei, personal representative of President Xi Jinping. Both officials saluted five decades of friendship between Yaoundé and Beijing, which have yielded laudable gains for Cameroon and China in the political, economic, and social spheres, with the new National Assembly complex standing tall. A complex which the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril described as a temple for legislative actions and government oversight, which he said must be used judiciously to accomplish those constitutional provisions. For his part, the president of the follow-up committee of the construction works, delegated project manager, deputy speaker, Honorable Theodore Datuo, it is a work well accomplished through a synergy of actions from the Chinese and Cameroonian workforce. The 5 years of assiduous and unrelenting efforts paid off, not only with the handing over of a beautiful work of architecture, but with medals of recognition and distinction that they received during the heavily attended event. And so members of the National Assembly will henceforth deliberate in a conducive environment in an ultra-modern structure seated on the Atomungu Plateau in the Ngwaikele neighborhood of Yaoundé, which has upgraded the city's outlook, as underlined by the Yaoundé City Mayor, Luc Mercy Atana.
Staff Lady Doris Batitatuekwe spoke to some members of the National Assembly, who now expressed their satisfaction on the new complex put at their disposal.
Somebody said something which was very important to me. It's a symbol of the cooperation between Cameroon and China. Somebody from China who said that, which means that even they who have constructed the building are proud of what they have done. Then what more of us who have the building? It's so magnificent. It's so wonderful. It's a complex. Even in Africa, there are not many like this. And so we are really proud to have it. And we are proud of the cooperation between China and Cameroon.
I must say, I am overwhelmed. First of all, it's a privilege for us as members of parliament for this 10th legislature to witness this ceremony. It's an extreme manner to say thank you to the Chinese people. for the collaboration that have been existing between the two countries. And I use this opportunity singularly to thank the two heads of states, the President of the Republic of Cameroon and that of the Chinese People's Republic. And I must sincerely say I thank our speaker and all other colleagues who, by one way or the other, sacrifice to make sure that this event is a success today. And I thank the head of state wonderfully for recognizing me. Today, I'm a commander in this country. This medal, I will never forget my stay in the assembly with this medal. I must tell you that this building will help to galvanize the relationship between parliament and its people, parliament and government.
We are most honored. It's not every country which has the opportunity to have such a beautiful monument. And we hope that many more monuments will come. Since then, we should say thank you to the Chinese, and maybe many more countries will come to assist us.
As you will know, that since the beginning of China-African Forum, President Pobia has never absented. President Pobia is the only head of state in Africa who has attended all the African-China Forum. And so we are grateful that China is recognizing this. And we are happy that today this new Nanya Assembly has been inaugurated. A comfortable environment leads to good results. And as you know, our parliamentary diplomacy will now move from an ordinary one to a more strategic one. Because as you know, this National Assembly have offices for all members of parliament.
This new edifice speaks for itself. You know, win-win agreement is something that you should know the type of partner you are treating with. And Chinese, they have moved from theory to action. We, members of parliament, we say kudos because the building is there. And now it is left for us, the members of parliament, to vote laws that will fit the expectation of Cameroonians.
Some members of the National Assembly are claiming the gleaming edifice inaugurated today. Road users traveling along the Ngaoundary-Garoua Strait are getting relieved as teams from the Department of Road Maintenance and Protection and the National Brigade for Direct Labour of the Ministry of Public Works carry on with works in order to improve traffic flow. The project for the maintenance of the Ngaoundary-Garoua route pends the start of reconstruction works proper scheduled for next year. Ellis Wajibanmia reports.
The stretch between Ngaoundary and Garoua, a vital corridor connecting the Adamawa and North regions, has long been a source of frustration for commuters due to its poor state. However, recent upgrades have significantly eased travel.
We usually spent 12 hours between Ngaoundary and Garoua, but now it's less than 5 hours. We used to spend huge amounts of money for car repairs, but now it's better with the good roads. We thank the government.
According to the director in charge of maintenance and protection of the road heritage at the Ministry of Public Works, Sulemanu Garbati, his minister, Emmanuel Nganun Jumesi, gave clear instructions to prioritize repairs on the most affected sections.
From Ngaoundary to Sakje, around 120 kilometers have been secured. We want to reach Pont Salah. After Pont Salah, we will try to reach Pont de la Benue.
This temporary fix is part of government's broader strategy to address infrastructure challenges in key transport corridors across the country, with the full reconstruction project expected to bring a long-term solution to the stretch between Ngaoundary and Garoua next year. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundary.
Taxation centers in Yaoundé are witnessing a massive influx of city dwellers rushing to declare their annual income tax returns ahead of the deadline tomorrow, December 1. Despite occasional internet disruptions, taxation officials are working diligently to assist individuals in the process. Pelsa reports from CRTV Center.
The influx of users on the tax declaration portals is rendering the service slow and even impossible for some to access just a day before its closing. In spite of this challenge, the Divisional Taxation Center for Yaoundé 2 is making every effort to help city dwellers navigate the situation and ensure timely registration. Usmanu Yerima Dairu is head of the Divisional Taxation Center for Yaoundé 2.
Due to slow portals, we have instructed our workers to start filling the taxpayers' information manually in order to gain time.
For those who have already registered, it is a sigh of relief as they will avoid sanctions from the state. With help from the workers here, I was able to submit my declaration. I am happy. I was given my declaration attestation and I've learned that it's better to do things on time. The top priority for taxation stakeholders at the moment is to support citizens and ensure that everyone declares their tax revenue in due time. Pearl Sa, CRTV Center.
Farmers and community leaders in Mumu Division of the Northwest have expressed gratitude to Minister Rosemba Acha-Famundam for providing them with advanced agricultural transformation equipment and other essential support. Describing the gesture as incredible, the beneficiaries have vowed to show their appreciation for pledging overwhelmingly support for the national president of the CPDM in 2025. Colden Dofuke Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest.
The sons and daughters of Momo Division of the Northwest Region have expressed profound gratitude to the Minister Delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of the Supreme State Audit Office, Mrs. Mba Acha-Rose Famundam, for showering them with agricultural transformation equipment, educational excellence award to students who performed best at the end of course examinations, and a lot more. Honorable Angel Prudencia is leader of Momo Women for Peace.
We have cassava mill to help facilitate the women in the production of gari. We also have the cassava presser.
Momo 1 CPDM Section President Mr. Sanjay Joseph is marveled to be in Mbengwe 6 years after the deadly crisis.
The minister took her time to tell them that she owns Mbengwe. That's why you can see what is happening here today.
Second Deputy Mayor of Mbengwe, Kadiri Amadu, is head of the Mboro community.
Sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts.
The coordinator of Sports Academy in Mbengwe is Chair Afunga.
This gesture will not fail her. We will put them to good use.
They say the gesture of the minister is Christmas before Christmas. Kolde Ndofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Over in the Southwest region, a budget of slightly over 1 billion CFA francs has been approved by ex-Sikaret to fund the construction of a modern kitchen and refectory at Sika Baptist College in Limbe. The President General of the Association, Magdalene Bache Enonkeng, disclosed this during a ceremony on the school campus today. Details with Ngo Baleba Sophia.
The meeting was held to kickstart the construction of a modern kitchen and refectory at the Seka Baptist College. With a budget of over 1 billion franc CFA, this project is expected to greatly improve the college infrastructure. Magdalene Beche Nongkeng, President General of EXAS.
This had been in the nursery for 3 years. We had been thinking, doing feasibility studies, but today we have come to tell the world that EXAS are ready to begin. The ground has been broken for us to start laying the foundation.
The president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Charlemagne, appreciated the initiative, which he says falls in line with his mission on development.
I am highly elated for this project because a refectory that will be able to seat more than 1,000 will also help in other activities of the college. And it will go beyond Seka. It will be a project that will also assist the entire Cameroon Baptist Convention.
The construction is scheduled to kick off in January 2025, and the ex-secretary called on the government and individuals to support this project, which will improve students' living condition and enhance their learning experience. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
The Presbyterian Girls Secondary School, PGSS Limbe, has celebrated its Silver Jubilee with a special fundraiser for the construction of a multi-purpose sports complex. In a ceremony at the school campus, the Presbyterian Secretary for Faku South Presbytery, Reverend Mokoko Simon Eleven, said like a mustard seed, PGSS has grown into a reputable institution where young girls are nurtured and groomed to become great leaders. Olivia Mboya Mbaya reports from CRTV Southwest in Buea.
The alumni of Presbyterian Girls Secondary School Limbe, starting from the pioneer class of 1999 to the current generation of students, along with past and present administrative and teaching staff, all proudly marched to the new playground constructed by the ex-students in thanksgiving to God and to raise funds for the project's completion.
Biongo Latonia, president of the Limbe Ex-Presbyterian Girls Secondary School Association. We decided to make a multi-purpose arena for the girls to be able to do basketball, volleyball, and lawn tennis. We have started with the platform. We are trying to raise funds for the second phase of the project. That's making the stands and the dressing rooms for the arena.
Like a mustard seed planted 25 years ago, PGSS Limbe, to Reverend Mokoko Simon Elive, the Presbyterian Secretary for FACO South and representative of the moderator of the PCC, has flourished, stands tall and proud.
After 25 years, we are here to celebrate moral, academic, and spiritual excellence. Among the graduates, we have people of different walks of life. For them to come back to acknowledge what God through the PCC has done, it is worth celebrating.
The Silver Jubilee celebration was a significant moment of communion where the founders and those who have continued to uphold the values of PGSS were honored. A special anniversary magazine was also unveiled during the event. Olivia Mwaye Ambai, CRTV News, Limbe.
We stay in the Southwest, where the 2003 batch of the National School of Administration and Magistracy, NAM, has been called upon to sustain solidarity and uphold the high standards instilled by their alma mater. The SDO for FACO, Viang Mekala, made the appeal during the batch's annual general meeting in Limbe. Kange Leon Cesar has the story from CRTV Southwest.
Amongst the major activities highlighted during the 2024 annual general meeting of the 2003 Enam Badge, dubbed as Enam 2003, was a deliberation on the association's projects and the source of funding. Raphael Emmanuel Njok, president of the association.
After 20 years, we thought that it was time for us to come and exchange our experience. And in this association, we want to promote solidarity and we want particularly to create funding projects which can help us. We have a microfinance project.
After expressing gratitude to ASENAM 2003 for choosing Limbe to host the annual general meeting, the senior divisional officer for FACO, Viang Mekala, encouraged them to uphold the teachings of the National School of Administration and Magistracy, NAM.
I just encourage them to continue the spirit of solidarity and camaraderie. They must continue to maintain the spirit of NAM and to know that they are representing the state.
The event ended with an evaluation of financial reports and statements with the objective of completing projects outlined in the coming years. Kange, Leon Cesar, CRTV, Limbe.
Students of the 20th batch of the International War College in Yaoundé have completed a two-day self-development training in Kribi, Ocean Division of the South Region, led by the commander of the War College, Brigadier General Cavale. The mission aimed to provide participants from 26 African and European countries with practical knowledge of maritime security to enhance their academic training. Elsinji reports from Kribi.
Apart from visiting the Kribi power plant, where the 60 interns from 26 different countries studying at the International War College in Yaoundé will brief on how the power plant assists the Kribi military base infrastructures in energy supply, the delegation led by the commander of the War College, Brigadier General Valenka, equally visited the Kribi deep sea port in Moro, where they were briefed on the role and importance of a floating dock and concluded a study tour visit at the Rapid Intervention Battalion base in Kribi. Wing Commander Farouk, Nigerian nationality.
I now know that the Cameroon and the Navy, how it's positioned to help us, especially at the strategic level, aiding the fight against piracy and also illegal oil bunkering.
Visibly satisfied with what they have seen, touched and experienced in Kribi, students of the 20th batch of NSEC say the study tour has given them the opportunity to draw lessons for their countries. Once more, Wing Colonel Farouk.
Before, I wasn't too informed about how the Navy keys into the role at the strategic and operational level. But now I can see why the Navy plays a pivotal role. I think it's one of the highest or second highest in terms of maritime piracy.
The study visit to Kribi was within the framework of a module studied at the International War College titled African Defense Forces. For CRTV News, L. Sinji reports from Kribi.
This is CRTV Network News. Elderly people have been encouraged to embrace old age joyfully and get involved in recreational activities in order to stay healthy and lively. This was in Yaoundé today during the maiden edition of a beauty contest for persons of 70 and above, organized by a not-for-profit organization known as Living Alternatives for the Elderly. George Mwam has the details.
At 78, Mama Ambo Theresia from the Northwest region charmed the crowd and won the hearts of the jury with her energy, elegance, and eloquence. This, plus her gardening project for the elderly, earned her the crown of Miss Laughter 2024.
As I run strong me so, I will work my small garden, may they give me more slow, may I plant, because now you will test. We don't be so. We don't take we magi, and it will shoot. It will keep diabetes for we body. It will keep Kaiser for we body.
71-year-old Esele German from the center region, with his table tennis project for his peers, was declared Mr. Laughter by the jury, headed by retired super skill magistrate Princess Kuna Christine. It is mission accomplished for the founder of Living Alternatives for the Elderly, Elizabeth Mufo, who says old age is also a moment to have fun.
You can see how exceptionally happy people are. Everybody is satisfied. As I said at the beginning, it is a celebration. They want to break down that stereotype that old age is next to death.
Her dream is to see such recreational homes for the elderly implanted in all corners of the country.
We want every senior citizen to take advantage of this project. There's no special thing that will give them that love, respect, and warmth.
The senior citizens also use the event as a moment of relaxation in a convivial and stress-free environment.
Sons and daughters of the Sawa community have showcased their unity and cultural pride through the Ngondo Carnival, which paraded the streets of Douala today, marking its grand comeback. The carnival is a key highlight of activities leading up to the Ngondo Festival. Cynthia Etim reports from CRTV Littoral.
An extraordinary display of cultural spectacle. From their various clans at their point of departure, the Sawa sons and daughters from the four corners of Douala displayed their cultural heritage showcased through songs, dance, fire breathing, and more. The awe-inspiring journey and experience that did not leave other communities unconcerned was fun-filled right to their meeting point in Bonanjo, from where they paraded and partied on the streets of Douala as one. Patrice Adele Ekoka is the head of the Daido Girls Association.
We came from Daido lands and others came from Bonaberi, Basa, Njonjo. During our walk, we are dancing, shouting, singing our ancestors' song, Brotherhood and Friendship Land. So everybody was invited.
It is an inspiring carnival that carries a deeper meaning. Patrice Adele Ekoka once again.
Unity, as he used to say, Cameroon is one, indivisible, and the Sawa land is for every people.
Each clan, enveloped in their identity colors, merges with sisterly clans, making the carnival even more eye-catching. The Ngondo Carnival is back after 6 years in hibernation. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
On to this human interest story. Many people have lost their lives and others still missing after a boat heading to a local market in Darak, Logon and Shari division that's in the far north region capsized last Thursday morning. The SDO for Logon and Shari visited the scene to assess the situation and relay directives from authorities aimed at addressing the disaster. Sylvester Atemkeng reports from CRTV Fanoff.
According to local authorities, the tragedy struck on Thursday morning when the wooden boat transporting a group of traders who left Darak en route to a local market capsized after being rocked by violent winds, leaving many dead and a good number missing. Informed about the situation, The senior divisional officer for the Logone and Shari, Matthias von Biletaim, braved the rough terrain to the scene of the incident to take stock of the situation.
We went down to the field to accompany the forces and to also transmit the message of condolence and compassion of the head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, to the bereaved families, and distributed some gifts of the head of state to the affected families, and congratulate the forces of law on a formidable job done on the field, as well as to also ensure that all the regulations which I prescribed relative to the circulation of boats in the division should be strictly applied.
The senior divisional officer also held a security meeting to strategize on measures to ensure the security of persons and their properties.
He had a very close security meeting with the defense and security to prescribe some adapted measures within the context of security in that area.
As search operations continue, the senior divisional officer for the Logone and Shari has issued a communique banning the movement of canoes between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Marwa Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
Out of Cameroon, President Joe Biden will make his long-awaited visit to Africa as from Monday, December 2, 2024, to showcase a U.S.-backed railway project which goes across three countries. Mr. Biden's three-day trip to Angola will promote the Lobito Corridor development in Zambia, Congo, and Angola that he has pushed as a new approach in countering some of China's influence and dominance of Africa's critical minerals. Meanwhile, the planned trip by the U.S. president comes right at the end of his term, and the future of the Lobito project depends on the incoming administration of the U.S. president-elect Donald Trump. In sports, the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition ends tomorrow in Bagofit, Sun City, East Region, with cyclists of the Prestige Master 1 and 2 categories to battle for prizes on the rough track. After day one of the competition yesterday, participants were programmed to take part in a cultural evening and an educational discussion today. From Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region, CRTV Special Envoy Ben Collins Nyoiberu.
The culture and traditions of the Baka, Kaka and Goya people of the East Region are on display at Bagofit, Sun City. Deeply connected to the forest, these communities engage in hunting, fishing and farming as their primary activities. They are also known for their social harmony and respect for elders and tradition. Aside from the cultural performances, educational talks on the well-being of these ethnic groups are also being held at Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region. These events are taking place on the sidelines of the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition, which began this Friday. According to the Senior Divisional Officer of the Upper Nyong Division, Joseph Bertrand Machine Jongwet, this competition benefits the entire population of the East Region.
It is a marvelous opportunity hosting such an event. Economically, it's a good thing for our farmers, our producers, opportunity for our youths to have some entertainment.
With participants from the Central African Republic, Cameroon, and an expert from the International Cycling Union, the competition is gaining international recognition.
For sure, next time there will be at least two other countries. I left Minisele to make the announcement. I know that for next time we are already have other two or three countries joining the competition.
Clovis Kamsong Abosolo emerged victorious in the elite category, covering a distance of 60 kilometers. Why Kenya Fojo Mariol completed the 12 kilometers of the route course ahead of the other five competitors. The event's promoter, Minister Joseph Le of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, expressed satisfaction with the proceedings.
A million thanks to the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Biya, who has accepted to be our mother for this competition. Thanks to her, everything is going on smoothly.
Minister Joseph Le is set to compete in the prestige category this Sunday. Reporting from Bagofit, Sun City in the East Region, this is Ben Collins Nyeberwo with the technical assistance from Olivia Njimoni and Ashir Beya for the CRTV News.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Cameroon's new National Assembly has been inaugurated today in Yaoundé during a grand event presided at by the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavai Yige Jibril, representative of the President of the Republic. The glimmering edifice is a testament to Sino-Cameroon cooperation. the deteriorated Ngaundere-Garua Road, a section of National Road No. 1 on the Dualan-Jamena corridor, is in the process of maintenance, much to the delight of its users. And out of Cameroon, U.S. President Joe Biden will embark on a three-day trip to Angola in support of his country's backed railway project to cut across three African countries. In sport, the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Competition wraps up tomorrow in Bagofit, Sun City, in the East Region.